The literary heirs of another famous author have published his work after the writer's death. In recent years, publishers have brought out works of Ernest Hemingway, Ralph Ellison, and others. Now we have the posthumous publication of a Greek poet 2,300 years after his lifetime. The papyrus manuscripts of the Greek poet Posidippus turned up inside a mummy casing. They'd been recycled, turned into a kind of papier-mâché mask for the body. Joining us now is Catherine Gutzwiller, professor of classics at the University of Cincinnati, which recently hosted a conference on these newly found verses. Professor Gutzwiller, thanks for speaking with us.
It's very nice to be here, Steve.
How did this poetry turn up after more than 2,000 years?
To some degree, that's a mystery. We know a mummy was found in Egypt, taken apart, and this valuable papyrus was found within it. It then appeared on the antiquities market somewhat mysteriously and was purchased for publication by two papyrologists at the University of Milan.
Papyrologists?
Papyrologists are experts on ancient papyri. They reconstruct ancient book rolls, decipher the language that's written upon them, and issue editions so that other scholars can read this literature of the past.
So the works of Posidippus have now been published again. I assume the copyright has expired.
I think that's the case.
What was he writing about in these poems?
He's writing about a variety of subjects. Conveniently, the poems are organized by categories, and there are 9 categories remaining on this book roll. The first is about stones, including engraved gemstones. The second one is a section on omens. Then there are epitaphs for dead individuals, such as were engraved on tombstones. One on victories in horse racing. One of dedications made by people who were cured of diseases, and a final somewhat mysterious section called tropoi, or manners, which seems to be about unusual kinds of grave epitaphs.
There were other works of Posidippus that were available before.
Yes, there probably were hundreds, if not thousands, of epigrams that he composed over the course of a career of maybe 40 years in length.
How is the newly discovered work different from what he had published previously?
We had only about 20 of these epigrams before. A number of them were on erotic topics, which was quite interesting. We now, though, have a collection of his poetry as it was organized either during or shortly after his own lifetime. It's one of the exciting aspects of this find. We can actually hold in our hands or view in the photograph a book as it would have been read by an ancient reader in the decades shortly after the death of the author himself.
Can you read a little bit of the newly discovered poetry for us?
Certainly in translation, if that's what you would prefer.
Well, you could do it in Greek, but it probably would be better in English.
I prepared it in English.
Thank you.
I have here a poem that comes from the section on stones. It's about an engraved gemstone. Rolling yellow debris from the Arabian mountains, a rushing river swiftly carried to the sea, the stone like honey in color, which Cronius's hand engraved. This stone, banded with gold, sets afire sweet Nekonii's necklace, when the honeyed rays shine on her breast beside her white skin. You can see this poem is very short. It's only 6 lines long, and that's one of the reasons that it's called an epigram. Epigrams were originally written upon something, engraved on stone, as, for instance, an epitaph written on a gravestone. But in the 3rd century B.C., at the time Posidippus was writing, these epigrams became a literary category. They were composed as aesthetic objects, simply to be appreciated in their own right.
I can maybe see a connection between his different forms of work there. In the one type of poetry that we already knew about, he's writing about erotic themes, and here he's talking about gemstones. There is some kind of connection there, I suppose.
Perhaps in this case, you might see that. Certainly, this is a stone that has been set into the necklace of a lovely lady, and her beauty is being celebrated as well as the beauty of the stone itself.
Would you like to read us another poem?
Yes, I would. I'm going to read you one of the epitaphs for an unmarried girl. There are references in this poem to the famous poet Sappho, and also to the practice of young girls weaving from the early hours of the morning. Fate took away prematurely all Nicomache's favorite things, her trinkets and her sapphic conversations with other girls beside the shuttle at dawn. That poor girl, the whole city of the Argives lamented loudly as a flower reared in Hera's arms. Alas, the beds of the youths who courted her remain cold.
Catherine Gutzwiller is a professor of classics at the University of Cincinnati, which recently hosted a conference on the newly found verses of Posidippus. Dr. Gutzwiller, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thank you very much.